It'll be explained.
So somebody resigned?
Yes.
Oh.
Sure. You good? Oh, perfect. I'd like to call the August 23rd meeting of the Chippewa Landmarks Preservation Commission to order. This evening, we have Commissioners Pratt, House, Bartoy, Johnson, Steele, Thorne, and ex officio McClintock. Next on the agenda, we have our consent agenda, which we have Commissioner Williams has called in and said that he's stuck in traffic, so he won't be here. We also have minutes from the July 26th meeting, as well as several administrative reviews. Oh, and let the record show that Commissioner Schlosser is also here. So are there any changes or comments about the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
I move.
Motion made by Commissioner Johnson, is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Bartoy. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on to the next agenda. For the Skip Bond Trail between South 80th Street and South 84th Street. So this is a hearing to consider the naming request for the Willem. Is that
William?
William. Oh, I was not here at the last meeting. That's great. Love that spelling. William Skip Bond Trail between South 80th Street and South 84th Street. I will first invite staff to provide a brief report, and then I will call on those who have signed in to comment on the sheet at the front. Following public testimony, I will close the hearing. Per City Council policy, the comment period will remain open for 30 days. So, do we have a staff report?
Great. Thank you. Pursuant to Council Resolution 38091, the Commission reviews and makes recommendations to City Council on name change requests. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive comments on this naming request. Following this public hearing, the public record will be open for 30 days minimum to allow for additional comment. After the comment period, the Landmarks Preservation Commission will forward a recommendation to City Council for further review. The Office of Environmental Services is requesting to name the new trail between South 80th Street and South 84th Street the William Skip Bond Trail. The currently unnamed trail was referred to as the Gravel Pit or the 80th Street Regional Stormwater Holding Basin. The South Tacoma Neighborhood Council, of which Vaughn was president, nominated the naming of the trail to honor Vaughn on April 27, 2017. Skip Vaughn was known for his activism in the neighborhood around the trail. Newspaper articles highlighting Vaughn's contributions, including his advocacy and financial support for the Wapato Hills Park and open space in Tacoma, are included in the packet. He was also known as the father of the Neighborhood Council program. In 2002, the Washington State Senate honored Skip Vaughn for his activism. On July 26, 2017, the Commission voted to schedule the request for a public hearing. As of August 15, 2017, the Commission received 3 comments in favor of the naming request. 2 more comments were received, and they are also in favor, and they are at the front of the room if anyone is interested. There is no action required. The comment period will remain open for 30 days.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a representative of the nomination that's here that would like to speak?
Well, I signed in, but I can.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then I'll move on to the rest of the list.
Oh, okay. I'm Penny Smith. I'm the current chair of South Tacoma Neighborhood Council. Skip was my mentor. I learned a lot from him and never thought that I'd be in his position, however. So working with him was a wonderful thing that I got to do. And I'm proud to be able to recommend his name. So thank you.
Next on the sign-in sheet, I believe, of Maria.
I'm Marion Weed, and I've known Skip for 25 years. Actually, it was 26, because we sat on a committee that developed the Neighborhood Council program. Skip had just retired from his base, or was it Navy? What's the name
of it? River to Navy Yards.
And as many of us do, when we retire, we can get bored pretty quickly. And Skip took to community service, as many of us did, to fill our time and make an impression and good deeds in our neighborhood. Skip and I wrote the ordinance for the formation of neighborhood councils. And we kind of followed each other all these years about what was happening in our particular neighborhood. Skip in the South Tacoma area, and No one deserves this honor more than Skip. He was a true blue. And I'm happy to second Kenny's thoughts on making this trail.
Thank you. Laura Vaughn?
I don't think she wants to.
Okay.
If you want to say anything.
He'd be very appreciative of the honor of this, I'm sure, because he was all for neighborhoods, parks, and playgrounds was his big thing after he retired from the Navy Yard. And he was doing that till his last rough honor.
Thank you. Micah Ross, are you here to speak on that?
Yes, I'm for
another. Oh, totally fine. Thank you. Is there any other public comments about this renaming the trail to the Skip Vaughn Trail? If not, commissioners, do we have any comments?
Just that it sounds like he's a worthy nominee. I'm glad that that you came forward and suggested it. Thank you.
And I think, you know, it's wonderful to have someone recognized for their community activism, and it's also great to have something that is referred to as the gravel pit to have official name for branding it. So people want to go there. That's great. Mm. So if there aren't any other commissioner comments, the hearing is closed, but public comment will still be open for another 30 days. So thank you. All right, moving on to design review. Item 4A, 2105 South C Street, the J.E. Aubrey Wagon and Auto Works building. So I'll ask staff for a report, and then if the applicant is here, they can give a presentation afterwards. So you can come sit at the table, and staff will give a quick report, and then if you have anything you want to add, and then we'll ask the questions from Kat. Thank you.
Right, built in 1910, this is an individual landmark on the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. The applicant is proposing a 44 by 104 non-illuminated aluminum panel sign near the top of the north-facing facade. The red sign would have a silver logo and letters that read Landau Associates. The proposal includes cutout aluminum letters and a logo over the second front entrance. The 24 by 72 lettering would be black and red. All drilling would be at the mortar joints. Action requested is approval of the above scope of work. The standards are the Secretary of the Interior standards for the rehabilitation of historic buildings. Analysis is that this property is an individual landmark on the Tacoma Register of Historic Places, and as such is subject to review by this commission. Two, no historic material is being destroyed. The sign is compatible in size and materials. Three, the sign could be removed without harming the essential form and integrity of the building. Staff recommends approval of the application.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not the time.
Okay.
I think so.
Great.
I just wanted to say that I got an associate contractor with my agency and I managed the contract.
Commissioners, do we have any questions for the applicant or any comments on the application?
I was hoping you'd have a better picture of the building from not just this one that's up high near the from down on the street or somewhere else than at an angle like this?
Like a street view of its face on or
yeah.
And from
street view.
Isn't that street view?
That is a street view.
Was.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lauren.
I don't think it's very visible from the street that it would face.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of the topography and the lower building that's in front of it. So I think the only way you're going to be able to see that sign is obliquely from the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what I agree.
And it says that you're going to remove a vinyl sign. Is that the location where the vinyl sign is? Or is it above the doorway?
I believe the vinyl sign itself is on the doorway itself. We're removing the vinyl that's there. I mean, let's go forward here 1 second.
What did we do before Google Street View?
I know, right?
So handy. Yeah, so you'll only see it going up and down 21st.
Yeah. So this is the doorway?
So really you'd only see it going north on 21st, really, right? Because it's on the
there's
south
two,
face?
There's two signs, the one that she just pointed
yeah,
to.
So it's here.
and then.
The doorway and the one up there.
Oh, I see.
There it is, there, there.
So one there and then one over the doorway.
Right.
Okay. That's better view. Okay, thanks.
Any other commissioners have any comments or questions? Do you agree with staff's analysis? Great. Hearing no comment, is there a motion to approve?
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 2105 South C Street as submitted.
Motion made by Commissioner Steele, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Schlosser. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Moving on to item 4B, 616 North L Street in the North Slope Historic District. We'll have a report from staff, and then if you want to chime in with anything afterwards, otherwise we'll ask you some questions. If we have any.
Thank you.
So, 616 North L Street in the North Slope Historic District. This was built in 1901 and is a contributing property in the North Slope Historic District. The applicants are proposing to remove the layers of vinyl and asphalt siding that are covering the original cedar siding. If possible, they would like to retain and repair the cedar siding. However, records indicate that the home was damaged in a fire many years ago. If the original siding is not repairable, the applicants would like to reside the house with smooth-faced hardy plank with a 4.5-inch reveal. Photographs from 1902 would be used to replicate the trim and cornice boards. No other exterior alterations are proposed at this time. Action requested is the approval of the above scope of work. Standards are the North Slope Historic District Design Guidelines for exterior siding and materials that are in your packet. Analysis is that this property is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District, and as such, subject to review by this commission. The original siding is currently covering the vinyl and asphalt, covered with vinyl and asphalt siding, and the applicants intend to repair the wood siding if possible. Historic photographs will be used to replicate the trim. Hardy plank siding has been approved in the district when other options have been determined infeasible, such as when large areas of siding are lost. Staff recommends approval of the application.
Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, I did find a little bit more that the old picture was a little bit grainy, but we do have the original trim and cornice for reference if we do need to replace and match that, the dimensions of those.
Has the fire located on, do you know which part or where in the house it was?
We assume the back. The back has just a plank underlayment. From research at the library, it just said fire damage. It didn't specify where.
So you've just done some exploratory holes to see?
Yeah, just kind of pulled back the layers and found on the right, left, and front we found the lap siding, but the back doesn't have any lap siding.
Do you think the back's an addition, or is it?
No.
It's all part of the same house?
Right, yeah.
Hmm. So in your exploratory, I'm sorry, I was just going to ask real quick, in your exploratory holes, it looks like the cedar siding is there and in good shape? So far, that's what you've determined, or?
I guess I'm not, I don't know what the extent would be to restore it. I think it's lead paint, and there's obviously a lot of nail holes from two layers, but it looks to be in decent shape, but I've only cut some small windows on.
So the second one of your photos looks like it has fire or smoke damage, at least.
Right, and that I believe that's from the back side. That photo there is on the back of the house, on the upper right.
But it looks like when you, so it's more smoke damage than it is actual fire damage. So depending on where the fire was, there could be a lot more extensive damage.
Right, the four places on the back and then one on the right is where I pulled back the layers, and it's just a tongue and groove board. There's no lap siding back.
Oh, okay, so the siding was burned then, most likely.
That's our assumption. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't look like lap siding there.
Right.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. If you remove the aluminum on the front of the house, which faces north, is that right?
Yeah.
That siding probably would be in better shape
That's, yeah.
South or west.
Yeah, and the south side is the back, which is the weather-facing side.
Would you retain that cedar siding?
We'd like to, I suppose we, ultimately we'd like to restore if possible, but as of right now, why we're here is we'd like to get preliminary approval, I suppose, to do the hardy siding. So when our contractor comes and does take off the layers, that if he finds it isn't reasonable or practical to restore, then they have the approval or someone to look at it and give us approval to continue on with the hardy.
I guess what I was trying to dig at was that if it's in good shape facing the street on the north side, why would you remove it and replace it with cement when maybe on the back you'd have to replace it with the hardy? I'd prefer that you not take the cedar off.
I suppose we'd prefer that as well. We'd asked about doing just hardy on the back, and if the other three sides are in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
Our concern, I guess, would be the difference in materials and color, and how that would look over time. Contractor said it's noticeable, it's definitely noticeable. I think we want to avoid trying to have different materials if possible.
I think this is a great project and a great example of something that we want more people to do in the North Slope, and I think we should encourage a certain amount of open-mindedness when it comes to how far someone like you might have to take a restoration. I don't think this is Union Station. I don't think that when this was designed, it was anything extravagant. It was a plain and simple house with a nice cornice that would be great to see put back in place or displayed again. And I think that if the siding on the front side of the house, the north side, is not in good shape or it's financially unreasonable to restore it, I think that the commission should be lenient in that respect and allow the applicant to move forward with re-siding the entire house if that's what's necessary, with the recommendation that if any siding is on a full side of the house is in good condition and can be restored, that we'd like you to restore it. That would be my recommendation for this application.
Thanks. And if I may, our contractor said that if looking at the siding, if it is in good shape, we'd be looking at a similar cost as replacing with hardy. If it was in moderate shape, it'd be approximately double the cost by his estimate. Of, he says there are probably 10,000 nail holes that would need to be filled from the exterior layers.
Yeah, and a lot of paint scraping and everything else just to get it back to
The lead paint too gets extra
remediation cost.
Yeah.
So I agree with Commissioner Steele's comments about the leniency here, and I think it's a good project as well. I would suggest that the commission, when it makes its motion, include a administrative review of the decision about whether it's in good enough shape or not, you know, and so forth. And that'll just allow a little bit of review, but not have you have to come back.
Sure.
I agree with that. And so should we, if that's what we all agree on and that's in the motion, could we provide that language that, you know, if it's found to not be repairable, that you provide photo documentation of that, and that it would then be an administrative review on their part.
That doesn't have any a much longer timeline like
right,
meeting with us does.
Why,
it's something that,
yeah,
before we start, so
as long as they're open for business and they're not on vacation,
right,
it should happen fairly quickly.
It actually might, if I might add, I mean, rather than doing the photo documentation, it might be just as easy, depending on your and Ruben's agenda, just to
go out
there and take a look. Yeah. That.
So I just want to kind of recap. What we're saying is, so far, anyway, no motions have been made approval, and then you would be able to let staff know, and we'll come check it or send photos, whatever works best, and then give you an approval or not at that point. There was a comment about if one side one facade has complete siding, keep it. So are you suggesting mixing with the materials? I wasn't sure.
No, that's what I was suggesting not doing,
okay.
Meaning.
Just wanted to clarify.
If you have one side that's half burned off, but the rest of it is in good condition, I wouldn't expect that you would be trying to match that with hardy siding. It just is never going to happen. So I think that you should look at it from a whole elevation standpoint. Each side of the building can be looked at individually.
That's the clarification I was looking for. So
yeah.
You would be okay if just the front remained wood and then the other sides were hardy?
Yes.
Okay, what I was...
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a problem.
So are there properties on both sides? Are there properties on both sides?
Yes.
Yeah, so the front being wood, even if it has to be recycled from some of the other parts, would be preferable to keep that front and maybe even the sides to a certain point as intact as possible so the view from the street stays historical.
And just to clarify, since it's from your kind of investigating, it's clear that the rear facade is, that siding is gone. So are you proposing if the other three facades are in good condition, you'll just put hardy on the back or you would try to match?
We would like to do cedar on the back. So
okay.
That's why we don't
want
to mix the materials and have it age differently.
Can I ask a quick question? So is your, I'm confused at this point. Is your goal to just, if you can, just make good the three sides that are okay, if they're okay, and put cedar on the back? Or is your desire to go all four sides hardy?
Our preference, I suppose, would be to restore and then reduce cedar on the back. Partly is I guess suppose we'd be looking at the extent of the repair and cost as well. My understanding is that you guys will give your blessing to restore the original siding, but I guess the purpose of me being here and applying is preliminarily getting approval to do hardy, given that it's not practical. Or
on all four sides, or on the back?
That was
or?
That was the thought, was I'll do all four sides of hardy.
Okay.
I think at this point we're just not going to know, and I think it's kind of unreasonable to say, okay, we're just approving this, and then have to have you come back here once everything's ripped off and your siding contractor is ready
to
go. I think this is a good thing to say, you know, that we'd approve the application, but let's send it to administrative review.
Absolutely,
for final approval once more siding is exposed and you know which direction you want to go.
Make a motion.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 616 North L Street as submitted, with the additional caveat that the applicant provide either pictures or an invitation to staff to come to look at or review photos of the siding after it is exposed, and final approval can be pending per administrative review.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Steele and seconded by Commissioner Schlosser. Is there any discussion on the motion or comments?
I kind of recall not too long ago an applicant coming before the commission with a little front porch and some siding that was in rough shape, and we struggled with the idea of putting hardy on that, and the debate was much stronger for saving that rough siding. And I think I would have to say that if there's an intact, usable side facade elevation, then it should stay intact, stay cedar, and not have the option to rip off that good historic material and put up cement board. So that's where I'm leaning.
When the two sides come together.
Eugene, the motions were made, so we're just discussing the motion right now, and then we have to vote on the motion.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So are there any other comments on the motion that's on the table right now? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Me.
All right, motion carries. Staff will be in touch with you, and obviously you need to be in touch with staff when you uncover that stuff, so that your project can proceed. So, all right, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, moving on to preservation planning and board business. Do we have any?
Yes.
Good stuff coming up?
We have got lots of events coming up. So we just had a 6th Avenue walking tour. Well attended. Eugene was there. It's probably about 60 people.
I saw Eugene in the photos.
Yeah,
on social media.
We have another tour coming up, South Tacoma Way walking tour, September 16th. We have contracted with Pretty Gritty Tours, and they did an excellent job. And they even had the historic photos. You could look at them on your cell phone as you did the walk. So I recommend that we'll go to that. Then we have Trivia Night, September 20th, a Wood Windows Workshop, September 23rd. Let me know if you want to attend that because it is RSVP. And then we'll have a Prairie Line Trail Dedication and Artist Forum, October 19th. We'll have all the artists and Katie, it's one of the consultants, talking about how they manage the interpretation material and the art that's going along the Prairie Line Trail. So that should be a lot of fun. And then November 3rd is our 4th annual Holiday Heritage Dance at the Browns Point Improvement Club. And right before the dance, the Lighthouse Keeper's Cottage will be open for tours. So that should be a pretty fun experience. That's all I have.
Very cool. All right, so this meeting has gone very quickly.
Yay.
Your comments. I have a few, so just bear with me. I know, you can get out of here before 6 o'clock. The first comment is that Brittany Flowers, our fellow commissioner, resigned. She just had a work conflict that kept making it difficult for her to be here. But she really enjoyed serving with us. So hopefully her schedule will free up and she can reapply and be back on the commission. So that's why she's not here tonight. And just wanted to share that with all of you. Also wanted to make a point. So our meetings are recorded. They're, you know, audio recorded. And then John types in the minutes for us. So we just really need to be careful, though, about side conversations. We shouldn't really be having those in general, but also they make it very difficult for John to actually do the minutes later because he listens to us after our meetings, which I feel terrible for him that he has to do that.
Sorry, John.
Is it difficult or is it interesting?
So just to be mindful of that, to make it easier for John, and also since it's a public meeting, people will be here and they need to be knowing what we're saying as well. So that's one. And then the other item being, I know since we're on the commission, we probably often get asked questions from friends, family, acquaintances about advice regarding historic properties, and that's great. Sometimes we don't always realize if they're on the register or not, but if someone asks us for advice and their property needs to go through design review with this commission, you need to refer them to staff to make sure that everything's getting funneled through Lauren and Ruben to make sure that they're getting their correct information and they're not hearing two different things because they said something and then they find out that that was maybe not correct or whatnot. So just to be mindful of that, I know I get asked fairly frequently questions, and it's a good reminder to check with people if it's just a random question because they own an old house versus they're on the register and they'll be coming before us. So it's a good thing to keep in mind. And then my last comment is, you know, we saw the cultural resource management plan for the Tacoma Bible Presbyterian Church, and the church is moving out of the building and they're having a rummage sale the next 3 days. So I think starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it's at 5 South G Street. The church building will be open and you can go through and buy stuff.
Rummage.
Have desks and chairs and an assortment of things. So I think you'll be guided through the building, but just wanted to let you guys know about that in case you had some free time and wanted to head on over there and check out the building and maybe buy something.
5 South G.
5 South G. It's at that corner of, is it First or Division?
It's right across from Bright Park and Ryan House.
Yes.
That's how I know it's
The Scottish Rites, the
right,
green
right.
And yeah. So that building. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So 30 seconds, Katie, you can do it.
Extend it.
No.
And that's everything I have. Meeting is adjourned.
Yay, you did it.
Wow.
Good work.
That was a good meeting. I was trying to.
Can you put me down? I don't know if you're down for the packet, because I never seem to have my computer with me.
Thank you for your recommendations. I appreciate it.
It's not charged.
For the electrician.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you.
I think it's a